Thank you for tuning in for another episode with your favorite Mouska moms, Lori.
Hi.
Jennifer.
Hello.
And Juliana. Yo. Episode 22 is all about Universal Studios Orlando. So get your cocktails ready and brace yourselves because here we go. What's our Mouska cocktail today, Jen?
So how can we visit Universal Studios and not talk about taking a trip to Duff's Brewery for an ice-cold glass of Duff's beer, a Homer Simpson favorite? So if you're a fan of The Simpsons, this is where you have to go. I know they also have a Moe's Tavern there where you can also get the beer, but I, from what I understand, Moe's is kind of like in a food court little area. So if you want the real Simpson experience and you want to see all of their theming and everything, we're going to have to go visit Duff's Brewery and grab a cold one. I'm sure we'll have no problem doing that.
Is there like a payphone that we could call for and say, like, is Mr. Butts there? Mr. Butts, first name, Seymour. Like, can we do that?
I feel like we can.
Yes, you do. I thought for sure you were going to say, I feel like we can't, but you feel like we can.
I totally feel like we can. Yes. It's like Simpsons, and I'm sure we won't be the first.
No, have to have something, right? Listeners, let us know, because if they don't have anything where you can ask Mo for some weird name that he calls out and makes everybody laugh.
Yes.
It wouldn't be.
We're doing it.
It wouldn't be Duff's. It just wouldn't be Mo's Tavern.
No. And we're getting a picture there, and I feel like I'm a souvenir beer mug is in my future as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So as a tremendous beer fan, what do we know about Duff's beer? Is this like a Bud Light situation? Are we going to
I know very little. I have very low expectations.
Me too. I'm thinking Homer Simpson is not drinking craft beer.
No, I'm thinking Jenny Light.
Oh! I can't even believe you know what Jenny is.
Hi, we just discussed the fact that I have an 18-year-old and I've been married 20 years, which is like 20 years longer than Lori's been alive. I of course know what Jenny Beer is, and I feel like this is going to be the Duff equivalent, and I feel like we're just drinking this for the experience.
We're going to enjoy it and pretend we're still in college, because I swear, I thought that Jenny was purely a New England thing. I went to college in New England. We used to
I have no idea what Jenny is.
Oh my gosh. No. So I have another friend from Boston. So I went to college in Boston where Jenny was a thing. And remember when everyone was drinking Natty Ice and Natty Light? Jenny was like the cheap version of Natty Ice. You got Jenny Ice for your college party, and it was amazing. And so another friend of mine from the Boston area knew where Jenny comes from. Like, it's short for some other name, not Genevieve, obviously. But anyway, I am super shocked, Jen. I thought I knew you. I had no idea that you knew what Jenny was, because everybody I ever talked to is like, what are you talking about?
Oh, look at that. Learning new things about fellow Mouska moms every day.
New England thing. All right.
I do have very low expectations, though, for Duff's beer, clearly, with my comparison to Jenny Light. But again, it's more the experience of drinking Homer's, you know, main.
I was going to say, I hate beer, but I'll probably order one and then slide it your guys' way.
You'll continue to hate beer. I love beer, and I probably won't drink it. But
I have to say, even though we are traveling during the time of COVID and this is probably frowned upon, I have such a must-try list for, both Disney and Universal for this trip that I have a feeling we're going to be getting one of a lot of things and sharing.
Right.
Because we're in the room at that point, I mean,
at that,
right.
Yes.
Right, at that point. Well, we'll just bring, I mean, just for the sake of appearances, we can bring Dixie cups, like, in our purse and just separate out little tastes of everything if it makes you feel better, which
you're
is not
like a whole Dixie cup like case in your backpack that you're gonna whip out. It's gonna
be totally.
That's what's gonna happen.
Only if they say Jenny Light.
I'm super excited for A Taste of College. Bring on the Duffs. Let's do it.
Well, now that we have our Duffs ready to go, let's see if there's some news that we need to be caught up on, Lori.
All right. So our news this week, we are just going to concentrate on Universal because that's what we're talking about this week. So sad news, they are actually going to close the Lowe's Sapphire Falls and the Ventura Resorts at Universal as of August 21st. I think it just has to do with the fact that they are just not busy. Attendance so low, you know, they have to save some costs somewhere. So it's understandable. Luckily, we are not staying at that Lowe's. So we are good to go. In other news, Universal also announced that they are going to move to a date-based pricing for tickets as of August 18th. So it'll just be like Disney's newest system where the price will be adjusted based on the date that you visit, which I think is pretty good anyways, especially if you have people that are looking for cheaper dates during cheaper times, wanting to go on Tuesday or Wednesday. I think it gives a little bit more flexibility for those things. So that's pretty much it for the news for Universal. I think we're going to go into our daily roundup of everything that we are going to do at Universal Studios.
Yeah. So here, you know, as you all know, our faithful listeners, that we're planning for our October trip to Universal and Disney. We already booked our resorts and our dining, and we talked about things to consider when traveling during this new COVID era. So today we're going to focus on each day as we spend it at Universal. So I think we have, what, 3 full days that we're going to spend at Universal Studios Resort. So today, let's talk about what we're going to do while we're there. So I think we've talked about in the past, there are 3 parks at Universal that they call their theme parks. There's what, Universal Studios Park, is that what it's called? And then Islands of Adventure, and both of those, each one of those has a Harry Potter concept to it. Each one has a little Harry Potter land. And as we mentioned before, if you want to be able to ride the Hogwarts Express, you have to have the park-to-park pass to go from park to park. And then in addition to both of those sort of main theme park areas, there's also, oh gosh, it's slipping my mind.
Volcano Bay, right?
Thank you. Volcano Bay is the water park at Universal, which is supposed to be really awesome. And we're very much hoping to be able to visit in October when the weather can be questionable, but I have a feeling it will be just fine.
October, I have faith.
Early October is our trip and it's usually pretty warm down there. So I think we'll be able to do it.
Yeah. And there, I think, well, the 3 of us, I don't know, when's the last time you girls have been to Universal Studios?
Years and years, like decades, honestly.
Yeah,
mine, I think, is probably about 9 or 10 years. So we have so much to see and so much to talk about. We kind of divided our Universal portion of the trip and our podcast into 3 separate sections because there's so much to talk about. So today, because we're starting with the Universal Studios theme park on our trip, we're only going to be talking about that one because there's just, I mean, there's so much and there's so much to learn about it. Like, I feel like Disney World is my second home and I can not plan at all and know exactly what I want to do.
Yeah.
But Universal is so foreign to me that I feel like we're first learning about it and then kind of discussing and hashing out what exactly our kind of main goals are to see when we're there, because there's really, like I say about Disney all the time, even though I've been so many times, there's still so much that I haven't seen or haven't experienced. So I feel like we're going to get the same on our Universal trip. So we're really going to have to kind of prioritize what the most important things are for us to see, I guess.
Absolutely. If that makes sense. For sure. Yeah. And I feel like this is one of those trips where you kind of want to do your research ahead of time, like know exactly what it is that you want to do because you don't know what to expect. You don't know how crowded it's going to be or any of those things. And so you want to know, like, what are my priorities? What's the best way to maneuver through this new uncharted territory for us mouse moms, right?
Mm-hmm. It's hard to So usually, like I said, I know Disney like the back of my hand, so I can picture it in my head, and I couldn't even picture this. So one thing that I was doing to kind of get ready is there are a ton of resources online, and the simplest thing of just looking at a map was so helpful. Okay. Because, you know, even in Disney, like, throw me at a resort that I haven't stayed at yet, but I can still tell you how I'm going to get to each theme park every day.
Yeah,
but right. Universal, I don't even know. So it was really helpful for me. I looked at two separate maps. I looked at the map in general of the whole Universal Studios property to see like where we're going to be staying in proximity to the other resorts and City Walk and the theme parks and all that kind of stuff. And then in preparation for this podcast, I also looked at Universal Studios and kind of how we're going to tackle that and what the best strategy is, kind of the same way that I would do Disney, but clearly I'm not at all familiar with Universal. So it was all such a learning curve for me.
So,
well, I would say, one of the biggest things is our resort that we're staying at, the Loews Portofino Bay, that's pretty close. So in regards to getting to and from the parks, we should be pretty good. From my understanding, is it a walkway to over to there?
Yeah. So it's actually the farthest resort from everything. It's like on the whole other, it's, if you're looking at the map, it's all the way on the right of the map. So, there is a walkway, kind of like, I'm again comparing it to Disney. It's kind of like we would be staying at the Grand Floridian or Contemporary, and we'd be able to walk over to Universal Studios. Islands of Adventure, I'm not sure that we can walk to.
This is really interesting to me, though, because so I confess my ignorance, and I didn't look on a map to see where we're staying is in relation to the parks, but at Disney, right? So where we're staying, which is the Loews Portofino, what's it called? Just Bay. Portofino Bay. It's like the top tier hotel at Universal. Right. Am I right? And at Disney, when you choose a top tier resort, you know, 5 out of 6 of them or whatever are on top of the parks. They are top tier resorts because of location. So to be perfectly honest, I had no idea and just assumed it was all the same. So this one is not the closest in proximity to the park.
It's not. We actually have to cut through, which is not bad for us in terms of what some of our goals are for this trip. We actually have to cut through Hard Rock in order to get over to the main entrance of Universal Studios.
What so again, if we had to stop for like a breakfast hurricane.
Exactly.
On the way.
Again, it's not the end of the world for us because we have that goal and we really want to check out all of the resorts. So I don't feel bad about that, but I totally was surprised like you that it's odd that it's not right in the center of the action.
And don't they have boats that run back and forth?
They do. They have a boat. I think the boat just goes to City Walk, though. So that's something that I want to check out as well for our listeners and for future trips and clients and all that kind of stuff.
City Walk is still kind of in between Universal and Islands of Adventure.
Yes.
Okay. And all this being said, with Portofino being the farthest from everything, Universal is still a much more condensed area. Yeah. So it's not like we're staying at Animal Kingdom Lodge and walking to Magic Kingdom.
Right. Exactly. So being the farthest away, it's still kind of equivalent to us walking from, I guess, the Grand Floridian over to Magic Kingdom. So it's
it seems. We'll let you know, right, friends?
Yes.
We will report back.
Exactly. And also, like, on this comparison thing to Disney, they do have early admission hours for guests staying at the resort, and they flip-flop between early admission to Universal and to Islands of Adventure and Volcano Bay, and the first full day of our trip happens to be an early admission day, so that means that the park's regular hours are open 9 to 5, and then there is early admission from 8 to 9. And also, like Disney's Extra Magic Hours, not all of the attractions will be open for us to check out during those early hours. I think it's just Despicable Me, Minion Mayhem, and then Escape from Gringotts, including the whole Wizarding World area.
Oh, okay. So back up for 1 second. Does Universal pick which park? Like Disney will, only one Disney park usually has extra magic hours in the morning of all of the parks. So here, do you get to choose which park you want to visit earlier, or they do?
Nope. They do. It's like Disney. It's similar to Disney in that respect. So,
So our first day is actual Universal Studios parks.
Correct.
Okay.
Because of the fact that they open early, so we might as well check that out. They also close early, which I don't think that's a normal thing. I think that's a COVID thing. Like Disney's hours are abbreviated as well.
Okay.
So they'll close at 5.
All right. So Universal Studios Park is like the flagship park at Universal Orlando Resort, right? So this is the first of the three to open. It opened in 1990, I believe, as like this theme park based around movies and television, right? So So this is the one. This one actually, even though it's not – so from what I hear – not based on my own experience, because it's been a really long time and I don't even remember a lot. This is the OG. Like this is the one. I mean, Islands of Adventure, I hear from a lot of people, is so much. Some people say it's better, whatever. It's just very different. But this is the one. This is the nostalgia park, it seems to me.
Yes. This is the movies. This is the one that I know when I'm talking to clients and everything about Disney, this is the one that people mistake for Hollywood Studios, because this one is all about the movies, all about Hollywood. This one used to have, doesn't anymore, but used to have Jaws. It has the E.T. attraction. This one has the movies, the Transformers, Fast and Furious, Despicable Me. It has all that stuff. And I think Islands of Adventure is more like the superheroes and that kind of thing.
Yeah, I don't think... I don't even know that I've ever even been to Islands of Adventure. And again, I just wish I remembered. But I do remember there being a very significant correlation between Universal Studios and what we used to call at Disney, what's Hollywood Studios now, but MGM, used to be MGM. Right.
Absolutely.
And they were both super similar, totally catered to the movies, not necessarily animated movies back then in the late 80s, early 90s. So yeah, I'm actually really excited for this one, because I think this one's going to be a super throwback for all of us.
I think so too. I'm excited. So the way we kind of organized ourselves, because again, this is going to, because we only have one day in Universal Studios for this trip, we kind of do need to organize ourselves and prioritize what we want to see. So the easiest way to do that is to kind of give it the 5 categories of our must-dos. So number 5, Juliana.
Number 5, we have got to try iconic treats, because us mask moms love a treat. So we talked in the intro there about our Mouse cocktail. We've got to check out Duff's beer. I have to know. Is it like Jenny? Is it a little more like Natty? Can we maybe even compare it to something like Sierra Nevada? I doubt it, but I have to check it out.
This is not going to be your microbrewery.
No. No, I don't think it is. No. I don't think it is, but I need to try it anyway.
Yes. Yeah. I think we have a huge list. Like you said, I mean, we're all about like the cocktails and the food, and I have to be honest, I feel like Universal is going to be more theme parky for their food, but nonetheless, I think that there is a handful of stuff that I want to try, and the stuff that's specific to Universal, like you said, the Duff beer. While we're in that area, we have to go to Lard Lad and get one of those iconic pink donuts that looks like the donuts you would see the Simpsons eating.
Okay. Is that what that is? Because I don't want to get yelled at here, but I
No, I'm with you, Lori. Like, I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Is that the Simpsons donut shop lard lad? I don't remember.
Yes. Oh, now I'm going to have to, I'm going to have to put up some YouTube video clips of all that kind of stuff. But yes. Yep. It's right in that Simpsons area. It's when you see it, when I show it to you, you'll be like, oh.
So the donuts that Homer is always eating are from Lard Lad? Lard Lad. I'm from New England. Lard Lad. That's crazy. That does not even ring a bell, but I believe you.
Yeah. Well, teenagers who are revisiting The Simpsons right now, so it's all fresh and new to me.
Yes, because it's on Disney Plus now. My kids have started to.
It is?
Yes.
Simpsons? Wait, pause. What?
What?
It seems so wrong.
It really does. I'm a little disturbed.
Yes. Simpsons is on Disney Plus.
No way. Do you all remember? Okay, I'm going to. Wait, I'm sorry. Lori, I love you. Jen, do you remember when. Do you remember the Tracy Ullman show?
Oh my God, I love the Tracy Ullman show.
Do you remember that that's where The Simpsons got its start?
Yes.
Like just before the commercials. So Tracy Ullman, who is a comedic genius, like Carol Burnett style, like so funny. She had this variety show, like the Carol Burnett show. And before the commercials, they would have these little cartoon shorts. And it was The Simpsons.
Yes, that was a really long time ago.
Sadly. Yeah,
so, all right, can we go back? So all 30 seasons. Now that we're done with your...
Oh, you have to Google it. No, you have to Google the original Simpsons because it's hilarious. It was funny from day one.
I got nothing. But yes, Jen, for your teenagers, all 30 seasons are on Disney
Plus. I'm sure they know. I'm sure that I will tell them and feel like, hey, guys, guess what I found out? And they'll be like, yeah, duh. What
do you think? I don't get it. It's not Disney.
It's on. All of them are on, and it keeps showing up. And my kids are on Disney Plus all the time, and they keep asking. I'm like, I don't know if we're quite
there. I don't think so.
But they're like, but it's on Disney Plus.
And I'm like, it's just so weird, all this bizarre crossover between Universal and Disney, like all the Marvel superheroes, and now The Simpsons is a shocker.
I am shocked.
No, because Disney got Simpsons
because Disney of Fox?
Got 20th Century Fox, and 20th Century Fox owned Simpsons.
So how did then... How do they censor that? Yeah, how do they do this? See,
that's my entire thing. The kids are like, "It's perfectly fine. It's on Disney Plus." And I'm like, "But it's
this no, thing. It's not.
I'm not okay." So yeah, but yeah, it's on there. It's all on there.
Lord,
interesting.
Yes, yes.
I don't know.
Well.
We're gonna have to binge watch some of that so you guys know what Lard Lad is. And you know the Krusty Burger, right?
Of course, yes, I know
the Krusty Burger. Yes.
And again, like I'm not so excited to try this stuff because it's such theme park food and we're so spoiled with Disney's food. But again, how can we not? It's a Krusty Burger.
Yeah,
so that's definitely something that we're going to have to share.
I'm trying every single thing in Harry Potter.
Oh, for sure. That's the one place that I am so excited and that's kind of my thing with having the early admission, early magic hour. I'm calling it that. Sorry, Disney. Is that Wizarding World is open. So I am so excited to just take it all in and get those, like the photo ops.
I do understand from everything that I've read that with that extra time, that is really where you want to spend it is in the Harry Potter section. So you want to spend it in – so help me, Jen. Which part – so there's – Harry Potter spreads across both parks.
Yes. So there's – it's divided into two parts. The one that's in Universal Studios is going to be Diagon Alley, and then you can take the Hogwarts Express because we have that I'm going to call it a park hopper. What the heck is it called?
It's just
park to park.
have the park to park option or feature on our ticket, we can take the Hogwarts Express over to Islands of Adventure, and that is called, that's Hogsmeade. Universal Studios is Diagon Alley.
Okay, so for Harry Potter fans who may not be like super intense, Diagon Alley is where Harry Potter goes before he even gets to Hogwarts, where he buys all his stuff. So that's like, that's where Ollivander's is, right?
Yes. So I guess there's a main entrance into Diagon Alley, into that whole area. But apparently, from watching some videos, there is a secret entrance.
What?
So, yeah. Yes. So in the original book / movie, when Hagrid, the big giant love bug, takes Harry to purchase all of his school supplies. The way he gets to Diagon Alley is
they go through like a bar, right?
No, I remember.
Okay, go ahead.
He takes his umbrella out and he touches certain parts of the brick wall, and the bricks open up to Diagon Alley. So apparently there is that secret passageway where you can go in and you can see the bricks have already moved, but it looks like you're going through a brick wall that made the space for you. And it's kind of hidden and out of the way,
but
there's also a main area to go to. So I'm trying to get all this information from watching YouTube videos and all that kind of stuff. So if you have anything to add, listeners, because we are definitely like newbie freshmen here.
Right. Like if y'all have been there and you have tips or anything, please share.
Yeah. But yes, that's where Gringotts is. That's where the ice cream place is. That's where the Leaky Cauldron is going to be. The candy store. And one of the things, well, I'll wait till we get to that section, but, in that area, when we're talking about our five must-dos and trying some of the iconic treats, the first thing obviously that's going to come to everybody's mind is butterbeer. But I hear that there is a butterbeer soft serve ice cream.
Oh.
Yeah, because I remember, again, this was 9-10 years ago, I remember having the butterbeer and not being a fan. It was very, very sweet. And I'm also not a fan of LeFou's brew.
Me neither.
I felt that it was very similar. But a butterbeer soft serve, I can get behind that one.
Right. I think we talked about this last time. Like, I can eat sweet, drinking sweet.
Yes.
I can do both.
Amen.
I can do both.
You can do both.
Right. Because you eat dessert before dinner.
Yes.
As most women should, but don't for whatever reason.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and I think there are other flavors there that honor like the Hogwarts and Harry Potter series. So I'm excited for that also. And then there's the Leaky Cauldron.
Yes.
I'm super excited to check out the Leaky Cauldron.
All right. So are there any other foods or treats that we're looking for?
Hear really cool things about the theming of the Monsters Cafe. So
what's
I don't
the
know
Monsters
that.
Cafe?
So I don't, I'm not excited about the menu. It was very, you know, burgers and chicken fingers and hot dogs.
What monsters are we talking about?
It's in there's like a Hollywood area, I guess. I'm not quite sure, but it's like Frankenstein and like old school vintage 1930s movies. But I hear that the theming is really cool. And then the other one that I definitely want to check out and maybe grab a milkshake at, but not necessarily eat at, is Mel's Diner. Cause I mean, who doesn't like a 1950s diner?
What is that? Mel's Diner is American Graffiti.
American Graffiti, yeah. Totally. And they even have all the car, like the old vintage cars lined up outside. Like that, I just feel it would be fun to go and take some pictures.
So this is the old people's park. And by old people, I mean us.
Me?
Right? I mean us. Like we are the old people.
I mean, yes, but On the other hand, when we talk about the attractions, which we'll talk about in a minute, not necessarily.
Okay.
Yeah.
Should we move into attractions or are we not ready yet?
Well, let's go. Let's do our countdown to keep us organized. So we have all of our iconic treats that we want to try. That's our top five, number five. Number four, we can't go there and not meet characters. And I know that character meet and greets are different now with COVID, but they're still there. And I think that there are going to be some fun opportunities for us to get some really cool photo ops with characters and also in front of the other iconic photo op places at Universal. So
I have to tell you, Universal and Disney, so they're all doing this like socially distanced pictures where they're kind of photobombing you.
Yes.
I almost love the photobombing photos more than going up and making the kids do an awkward hug, saying hi, getting together. I'm like, the photobomb photos are actually kind of funny. I really enjoy them.
So yeah, I don't mind them.
I totally agree with you both. So having been to a park since all of this reopening, I think we talked about this in one of our podcasts when I talked about going back to Disneyland Paris. When you're there as a grown-up, even with your kids, but more so without, there is, no matter how diehard you are, as I am, there's sort of a little weird feeling when you're like going up to Mickey Mouse to take a picture by yourself as a 40-something-year-old woman. I mean, just speaking for myself. But if there's sort of this like random, like they're just up on the stage and you're just walking by and casually taking a selfie, like it just, for whatever reason, it feels less weird.
Yes. Well, not to mention the fact that I feel like it is totally on par with the Simpsons characters anyway.
Right.
Like I wouldn't necessarily, it would look unnatural going up and getting like a stiff picture of us, you know, just hugging or linking arms or whatever, but them in the background photobombing us, yes. That's the Simpsons.
Right. Right.
And that is my number one must do photo op, by the way. I need to get a picture with the Simpsons. So I'm so just
what,
telling you now.
Yeah. So what else is there? There used to have Shrek and Fiona and Donkey.
I bet they'll still be there because who doesn't love Shrek? I'm thinking maybe the Minions.
I love the Minions. Assemble the Minions. We've been talking about that movie nonstop. Like we have been quoting all things Despicable Me for whatever reason. I don't even know why. I don't know why. It's just been a thing lately with my family. So I'm looking, assemble the Minions. I hate that guy. We've been saying that one a lot lately. I hate that guy.
You know, Kevin?
No, do you know what I'm talking about?
A vector
when he shrinks him and he's lying on top of the thing. And he's like, I hate that guy.
We've been on a Despicable Me kick too here lately for some reason. So
such a great movie.
So I guess we need some Minion photo bombing.
I think for me, Despicable Me is going to come second to Harry Potter. Like that is such a great franchise. That whole, all three of them are so good. Not super interested in SpongeBob. I think that my kids are just old enough that I missed that wave. And I think, Lori, maybe your kids might be just young enough.
I have to tell you, I hate SpongeBob.
Me too.
Despise him. I don't. My kids like will put it on and start giggling because they know how much I hate him. I think I'm not, you know, my kids pretty much watch whatever they want to watch. But at that age, when it's supposed to be so young for them, I feel like he is so rude and there's things that
jokes and everything. I feel like SpongeBob was really at peak for I have a couple of nieces and nephews that are currently like sophomores to seniors in high school where SpongeBob was like the thing. I feel like my kids were even
older kids watched it,
I dislike it very much.
I'm not a fan either. I'll walk right past that one.
I think we
and the Transformers. I mean, I have three boys, and they were totally into Transformers, so that'd be cool to get some pictures for them. Although I don't think they'd appreciate it right now, but I'm interested to see how that costuming is and if it comes out cheesy or cool. So,
but even like beyond our kids, right, Jen? Like Transformers is one of those things for our age group where it's huge for our boys,
More than meets the eye.
But it was also huge for our husbands. Like, my husband was nuts for Transformers was a, I think, bigger for our age group than for our children. Like, Transformers. For sure.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, that character meet and greet can go either way. It can either look so cool and realistic, and Mark and my kids would be kind of jealous that I got the photobomb up with them, or it can look super cheesy and I'll keep walking because I don't want them to make fun of me for getting a picture with cheesy Transformer.
Oh, they'll be jealous no matter what. You just have to tell them it was so amazing.
I watched Transformers. I was more G.I. Joe's Transformers than Barbie's. Transformers, and I loved it. And my kids have watched the now Transformers live action movies, and they love those. So I'm excited to see those.
The live action movies, I have to say, are a little on the cheeseball side. Like, the cartoon can get away with it, but
I don't know. I thought that they were really well done with like the super, the special effects and everything. I don't know.
I don't know. Andy, my husband, was a huge Transformer toy kind of kid and cartoon kind of kid. And I obviously was peripheral because, I mean, maybe it's a gender thing. I don't know. But watching the movies, we were both kind of like, he liked it more than I did, but it's super cheeseball. But anyway, I will be super excited to take a picture with what's his face? Help me. Who's the big
Bumblebee? Yeah.
Yes, Bumblebee. And any Decepticon would be fine for me.
Yes.
But I really want to know Optimus Prime, right? Yeah. But I really, for me, as a girl of the 80s, I want to know about Hello Kitty. Is she there?
Is there? I don't know.
I know they're used to.
I know they sell like merch for Hello Kitty, but I don't know if there's a character meet and greet.
I know there used to be.
I guess we have to find that one out.
Yeah, I know that last year there was Hello Kitty, but I don't know now. Specifically at Universal Studios, I know there used to be a Hello Kitty.
You are correct.
And you could go for Barney if that's your thing, but I would rather,
oh my God,
as I've said before, not on my own toenails.
No. I have a feeling a lot of the, like, each of these parks has like the little kid areas also. I have a feeling we're going to go check it out and take some pictures, and then that's probably going to be it. But I know
before COVID, there was Hello Kitty.
Mm. Okay.
Universal Studios. Yes. So there was like this main, like, always there was Trolls and Hello Kitty and some of the other ones we just
Curious George,
whatever. But no, Barney, Shrek, SpongeBob, Hello Kitty, Trolls. Those were like sort of the staples. And then there were the maybes, like, that might be there. And I think that was Curious George and the Man in the Yellow Hat, which I would literally eat my finger to meet because I love them. Like, I don't know about you.
You're not going to eat your finger because we're going to be full. Because
we're going to be there. That's right. Do you guys ever watch like the Curious George Halloween special? Is adorbs. My kids loved it.
No.
If I could meet Doc Brown from Back to the Future.
I was gonna say Back to the Future's there. I would love that.
Yeah, he'll be there. Marilyn Monroe is usually there, the Blues Brothers, because they do their show. I think this is gonna be kind of fun.
So I'm looking online, and it says that some of the periodic characters include Optimus Prime, Bumblebee, and Megatron. Shaggy and Scooby,
Scoob.
Yeah. Totally going to offer Scoobs a snack when I meet him.
And I bet they'll be there because wasn't there a new Scoob movie that just came out? Yeah.
I've watched it 3 times already.
Who does not love Scooby-Doo?
My boys love Scooby-Doo.
Oh my gosh, he was one of my husband's mom actually used to call him Scoobs. That was his name because he loved Scooby-Doo. So Men in Black, Lucille Ball, Marilyn Monroe, those are all potential periodic characters. I really would love to know who is there now. But my favorite, despite the nostalgia of Lucille Ball, Marilyn Monroe, Men in Black, Shaggy, Scooby, all the Transformers, is Gru and the Minions and his family are at times at Universal Studios. So all Yeah. So listeners, let us know if you've been, if you're going, if you know who's usually hanging around and how to find them. Please let us know, because we don't. We're learning as we go.
We're going to be taking lots of pictures. And there are like iconic locations also that I'm excited for. Obviously, we need a Mask of Moms photo in front of the big globe at the entrance of Universal Studios. We're going to need one in front of on platform 9 3/4 in front of the Hogwarts Express. We're going to need one in front of there's the night bus that's right, I think.
Yes.
Right in front of where that secret entrance to Diagon Alley is. We're going to need a picture there. And then I also did some digging and read online about these Instagram walls. Have you guys taken pictures of the Instagram walls on Disney properties?
You mean like the purple wall?
Like the purple. Yep, the purple wall in the Magic Kingdom. There's that wall by Spaceship Earth in Epcot. Yeah, so I guess there are some Instagram walls in Universal, but I have not found where those locations are. So again, listeners, if you know that, help a Mask a Mom out and comment on our page and let us know so that we can make sure we're not missing anything.
Yes.
I'm also excited for our number three must do, which I hear the shows are running because that's always kind of iffy during this COVID time, and I hope they still are, but I want to catch a couple of the stage shows.
For sure.
The one I'm most excited about is in the Wizarding World of Harry Potter. They actually tell the tale of the three brothers that's from the last book. They talk about the brothers and the death comes for them, and they talk about like the origin of the invisibility cloak. And yeah, I'm excited for that one. It's a puppet show. I'm excited to see that. And then of course, you know, I think the Blues Brothers show. How fun is that? And
yes.
Yeah.
No, know. And then I saw the Bourne Stuntacular. There we go. That one
looks brand new. Yeah. I wonder if they're still running that, because that one's brand new, and I think it's a stunt show.
I'm looking at it right now, and it shows.
Oh, good.
It's running, so I'm excited. Oh, good.
That one looks really cool. Yeah. They used to do more of that kind of stuff in Disney, and I'm disappointed that they don't anymore. So I'm excited to see some of that. Like there's a makeup show, I think, where they do.
Yeah, it's the horror makeup show.
Yeah. I mean, that kind of stuff is cool. And that's what Universal Studios is about. It's about the movies and the stunts and the makeup and costumes and the glamour and the glitz and all that stuff. So I think that's going to be really cool. And I think that we'll be sad if we go to Universal Studios and don't see at least something in that category.
Yeah, I think there's a couple more in Harry Potter too, like a Triwizard thing, and then there was a frog choir.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we'll have to see.
There's a lot of stuff. I'm hoping, like I said, fingers crossed that this kind of stuff is still happening in October, but
yes.
I'm optimistic.
Can we clarify for a quick second, Jen or Lori, you said the what makeup show?
There's a horror as makeup show.
HORROR. Okay.
Yes.
So like scary monsters, not women.
Like, okay. Yeah, like gross, gory stuff. They do a huge, so whereas Disney has the really kid friendly, not so scary Halloween party, Universal has the Halloween horror nights Disney or something. And that one, If you're a Jimmy Fallon fan, or Ellen, I think, does this too, where they go through these haunted houses. I mean, they're no joke. I would pee my pants.
Yeah, no, I don't do those.
Yeah, I want to, but I think that that's me talking brave and not really going to be acting brave, but kind of a moot point this year because everything's canceled, but yeah. I have a feeling that the makeup show is more on that level, like the guts and the stuff like that.
That I can handle. I've been chased by too many fake chainsaws that I'm done with.
Ooh, how do you spend your weekends?
Nights is pretty scary.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. It's, again, maybe I'll put it up on our Facebook page, but Jimmy Fallon is notorious for going through the haunted houses and that kind of stuff. He's notorious for that. And, you know, he has a ride at Universal Studios now. So,
yes.
Yeah, we'll talk about that.
All right. So you mentioned rides. What are we?
We're not there yet. Number two is spend time in Diagon Alley. But I think we talked about that a lot. I think that's. But the one thing I didn't mention is that. So I have a list of souvenirs. Don't judge.
I want to hear souvenirs.
But the souvenir, like I said, I think I'm probably going to wind up going home with a Duff beer mug. But the other thing that I have to get in Diagon Alley is I have to go to Ollivander's and let the wand choose me and get my wand, because apparently there are all of these interactive wand spots all over both Harry Potter worlds. So I guess when you purchase your wand, and it has to be one of the interactive wands, you'll get a map. And you can walk around, for example, we'll walk around Diagon Alley and you look for these big silver medallions that are in the ground. And when you stand on the medallion, it will tell you the spell that you're supposed to say and the way that you're supposed to swoosh your wand. And then something will happen. And in addition to the marked ones that are on the map, I guess there are a lot of secret ones that are on the internet that you can look for. So I'm super excited to do that. So that's one of the things that I really want to do while we're in Diagon Alley.
I'd say my boys would love that.
Right?
They have the Great Wolf Lodge that's, you know, the water resort out by us. And they have one that just like that. And we, dear God, we've spent like probably 2.5 hours going around and they still hadn't finished all the quests. And I'm like, that's it. I'm done.
Well, it kind of reminds me of have you done the Sorcerer's Card things in Disney?
I have not. I've never done it, but I have.
Yeah, the kids, you know, not so much now. I think they're a little old, but Charlie still asks to do it. And you collect these cards, and you can stand in front of the thing in the Magic Kingdom and hold your car up and make something happen. So that sounds like what this is going to be. So I'm really excited. And even in Epcot, there's one too. If you do that Phineas and Ferb Agent P thing around the world.
The big one my kids love is the one on the Disney cruise.
Yes, that was the other thing. Yep. Yeah. The detective.
Detective Mickey or Mickey Detective, and they love that.
Yes, and I have to say, usually, again, probably because of experience and because I love Disney so much, usually I'm rooting for Disney, but I have a feeling that this is going to blow everything else out of the water because, I mean, who doesn't want to be a witch or a wizard from Harry Potter? I'm so excited. Like, you're going to make fun of me so much when we're there because I'm going to be like, girls, I'm doing it. I'm a witch.
No, it does sound a lot like like Lori started to mention at Great Wolf Lodge, there's one in every major city where they have, what's it called, Lori? What's the
Map Quest? Something Quest? Magic Quest?
Yes, and you pay $8 million for your wand, and you go around and you just like scavenger hunt and point to different things, and it makes different stuff happen, and I think the kids think it's the greatest. So
I'm so excited. I'm gonna be the kid. I'm so excited for that. Like, that is my...
You and I can go get a couple drinks and we'll just follow her around.
That is my most favorite.
While she goes.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. And I don't even care how much this wand is going to be. I kind of feel like I need to find out because I don't care. It's worth it. It could be a witch. I'm so
excited. All right.
So our number one. I'm sorry.
We're spending a lot of time there.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I'm not even sorry. I'm lying.
It's fine.
All right. So our number one top priority of things that we need to do is we need to ride all the things, but especially the top five thrill rides that I've been reading about. I've got to be super honest with you girls. I am a daredevil. I love a roller coaster. I can ride every single attraction in Disney, but learning about these attractions in Universal, I'm terrified and I don't want to be walking around nauseous all day.
See, I love all thrill rides, everything. Don't get nauseous. So I will be going on all of them.
That's because you're 22.
But if it spins or anything like that, I want no part of it.
I'm with you. Here's what gets me. So I'm looking at Rip Ride Rocket because that's one of the ones that everybody says you have to ride. That's the big, if you've seen pictures of Universal, that's the one that you go like literally straight up into the air in the beginning of it. And then it does corkscrews and loop-de-loops and upside down. And I'm all for that. That one I'm okay with. But the majority of these attractions that I'm looking at Universal Studios are a combination of like moving and visual stuff. That scares me because that
Ride Rocket. That looks amazing.
Yeah. And again, I'm fine with that one. But as soon as you give me 3D glasses or 4D glasses, and you're having me look at stuff while we're moving around, that I'm super nervous about.
Really rough. You're gonna be time fine with simulator rides,
yes, me too.
I love Star Tours, but I'm gonna vomit every time.
Again, yes, me too. And so,
super crazy drop. I just can't.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm with you. So and it will ruin my whole day. Like I won't recover from it because I'm old. Shut up. I'm not that old.
Pre-menopausal. It's close. It's coming.
So I feel like I'm going to be honest with you and let you know that I definitely have to ride Escape from Gringotts because Harry Potter.
Yeah.
But I think that's going to be it for me.
So it's a roller coaster, right? Or is it a
simulator? Yeah, it's sort of. I mean, you do have like some movement and some up and down and side to side and stuff, but it's the visual stuff. You're like, you're going. I mean, if you've seen the Harry Potter movies, I think, what is this movie number 7? I don't know. The first part of the last movie, I think, is when they go into Gringotts and they're getting that. They have to eventually escape on that dragon. So if you've seen pictures, so Universal Studios, Diagon Alley, this is the theme park. This is not Hogwarts. This is the theme park where you have that the picture of Gringotts Bank and you have that huge dragon breathing fire off the top. That is the movie that I'm talking about where they go into the bank and they go down into the pits and they're trying to find, what are they trying to find? The sword, I think.
Yeah, I think they're trying to find the sword in what's her name's
diadem or something. And then they have to escape and this is their adventure escaping. Yeah. So yes, you're on a ride and you're in a cart, but that's not the main, you're like seeing Harry and you're seeing Bill Weasley and you're seeing the little, what are those guys called that are the keepers of the money in the bank? Yeah. So it's the visual thing. But again, I'm prioritizing, and Harry Potter, I have to see it. I'm going to will myself to go on that one.
New Hagrids, that's in Islands of Adventure, correct?
Yes. Everything else, that is the main, this is the main attraction in Diagon Alley. Ride-wise, I'm not 100% sure. But that one is their main staple, the Escape from Gringotts. So that
Hogwarts Express from one park to the other.
Correct. Yes.
Through Diagon Alley.
Yes. Yeah. This is the one where there's going to be a lot to see and walk around and experience. But ride wise, I don't think so. But the other rides that are in Universal, like, I'm super nervous about, honestly, because I think I'm going to get nauseous. Despicable Me looks super cute, but oh my God, I'm going to puke. Like, I couldn't even watch the YouTube video of them going on this ride because I was getting nauseous. Like, this is what you're dealing with, girls.
I have to do the Fast and the Furious one. I love Fast and the Furious.
I do too, but I think I'm going to puke.
I love the franchise. It is like my go-to movie on a Saturday when you're doing errands and you have a TV on in the background. Man. So I have to. They can spin me around as many times as they'd like.
Well, I will get a milkshake at Mel's Diner and wait for you outside.
I will feed you a Dramamine and you'll be fine.
I'm just worried that, like, literally it's going to ruin my whole day.
We're not
going to
let it happen.
I don't know. All right. I need to hear from our listeners. If you are old and nauseous like me, please tell me if there's anything that you've tried to fix this situation, because I do feel like I'm going to miss out. I'm not as worried about Islands of Adventure because that's a lot more roller coaster heavy, and that stuff I can do. But it's all that visual and this, again, and it makes sense. This is the movie one, so it makes sense that you're going to be in the movie. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but from what I'm seeing on YouTube and pictures and that, the Fast and the Furious one, you get on like a bus and you're seeing it from that, and it's not really spinning you in circles.
It's not that that I'm worried about. Okay, so think about the Star Tours. That was the best. Or Millennium. Did you do Millennium Falcon Smuggler's Run?
Yeah.
I got so sick on that. It ruined my day.
Oh, no.
I know, and I'm a huge Star Wars fan. I was so so again, I willed myself to keep my eyes open because I was a pilot, and I'm like, this is the coolest thing. I'm so excited, and I ruined my day.
Oh, I say we feed her Dramamine and call it a day.
I will try. I'll try, but honestly, I would rather I have my Duff's beer. than a dream. I don't know.
So what other?
I don't know, but all of these attractions, except for Rip Ride Rocket, are all these visual. You're in the movie. You're in part of the movie. Despicable Me is like that. The Fast and the Furious is like that. Revenge of the Mummy, which looks super awesome.
Yeah.
Race Through New York with Jimmy Fallon. The Transformers. All of these attractions are, again, make sense. You're at Universal Studios. They're immersing you in the movie, but I think it's going to be bad news for me.
Popping a Dramamine, Jen, is it that you're not supposed to or shouldn't?
I'm just worried that it's not going to work and that I'm going to do it. And I'm just worried that I'm going to pop the Dramamine and feel confident that I'm not going to get nauseous and then go on these rides and get nauseous and have it ruin my day rather than not popping the Dramamine and just not going on because I know my body.
No, I promise you that those pills work. What I can't promise you is that
if you say so.
Take one,
you might and also... They also knock me out. I don't take them on the cruise anymore. Oh, there's my dog. I don't take them on the cruise anymore. I do the patch because the Dramamine was knocking me out.
That's what I do. So, a Duff's and a Dramamine. But if you were interested in being a team player, you would do it anyway.
Wow.
Anyway, all right. So you mentioned Hollywood Rip Ride Rocket. This is an actual coaster, right? So what do you know about Hollywood Rip Ride Rocket?
Oh, yes.
What I understand is, like, you get to choose your song that you want to listen to for this ride, and it's a roller coaster.
That makes me so excited.
I don't know anything
about that. I don't know about that. I just know that it goes straight up in the air and then corkscrews. Yeah, I'm excited. That one doesn't scare me, which is funny because, I mean, the other one, yeah. No, that one looks super scary and exciting and fun. I'm excited for that one.
What do you know about Revenge?
All right, well, one of your mouth moms will do it. That's all 3D-ish, right?
Yeah, again, it you're immersed in the movie and it's you're filming the movie and the curse of the mummy wakes up and you have to go through the things and escape it or something. Literally, I watched 3 of these videos. I watched that one, I watched Despicable Me, and I watched Fast and the Furious, and I'm not even kidding, I got nauseous from the YouTube videos.
Then there's Men in Black Attack, which makes me think, the description makes me think of, because we always compare things back to Disney, it makes me think of a Toy Story Mania, where you have to sort of like zap, in this one you have to zap it.
Sort of, but again, like, this is where my concerns are stemming from, because that one I remember from when I was there years ago, and I remember the Simpsons ride, and I remember... just those two. And I got nauseous from those two. And that was 10 years ago. Because again, it's not really the movement. Like, yeah, you're whipped back and forth a little bit, but you're also like, it's the visual. And that's why I'm scared.
Yeah. See, the Men in Black one looks cool. I'm excited for the Men in Black one. I'm sorry, Jen.
Well, girls, I'll try. I'll eat all the food.
I'll be honest, like, I really struggle with those simulator rides. And those are the ones we just mentioned are not even like listed as their 3D simulator rides. The ones that they sort of call their 3D motion simulator rides are Race to New York with Jimmy Fallon, the ET Adventure, which if I have to take 5,000 Dramamine to ride, I will, because ET.
Yep.
And then there's the Despicable Me, Minion Mayhem, the Simpsons ride, and the Transformers ride. But I am dying to ride a 3D ride. Like, if it's anything like Elliot riding across the moon, not like, I mean,
that one I don't remember. I mean, that one's an old school ride. They keep threatening to remove it, but I don't remember getting nauseous on that one, but I might not have gone on it because at that point I might have just felt sick. So this is what I'm saying to you girls. I'm saying you need to take one for the team. You need to ride these rides. I'm going to give you my video camera because we need to get this on film and Photoshop me in there or something, because like Harry Potter, I'm all over that. I will take one for the team, do an escape from Gringotts. I will close my eyes if necessary, but that I have to do. But everything else, I'm worried it's going to ruin my whole day.
It's okay. But that's okay. Sure, Jen, whatever you need, honey. Whatever you need.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. So I think we covered our top 5, right?
I think so. And I think the good thing to note also on this day, so this will be our first full day together in Universal, and the park closes at 5. So I'm excited that we don't have to eat dinner there.
Universal in the parks, it's theme park food. It doesn't seem like they're really spending their efforts on making wonderful dining experiences inside the park, right?
Right. And I'm excited for Cowfish. I'm thinking this would be the perfect night to head over to City Walk, yes, see what that's all about, check out Hard Rock on our way back home to the resort. I'm excited.
Yes.
Cowfish. Like,
yeah, I think it's going to be a good day.
Cowfish, I hope it's as good as the OG in Charlotte, because it's like my favorite.
Yeah.
So it sounds like we have a plan. Jen, do you have your mouse tip of the day?
I do. I'm trying to think of a creative way to call it a universal tip, but whatever. A Mouska universal tip. So the Mouska tip of the day for Universal is to definitely book a resort on property so that you can take advantage of those early park admissions. And even better, do what we're doing and opt for a Premier Resort package that includes the Universal Express Pass, because we have a huge list of things that we really want to experience. And with the Universal Express Pass, that's kind of like equivalent to a fast pass in Disney, but we don't need to make a reservation. They don't run out. We don't need to have a set time. It's just a separate line and we get to experience everything, and it really will maximize our time and experiences, because like we were saying, you know, we really only have one day in each of these three theme parks at Universal. So we want to make sure that we're able to see as much as we can. So by having these early park admission hours and the Universal Express Pass, we are all set. So I think that's it. So Lori. All right.
So next week we will be talking all about Universal Islands of Adventures, the must-dos and must-sees, and what our plan of attack is there. So please chime in with your recommendations on our Facebook page for Universal Studios Florida or for Universal Islands of Adventure. As we've said, we're kind of newbies to this, so please give us some recommendations, ideas, food ideas, anything on our Facebook page, and you will hear from us next week.
Thank you for listening and having a drink with us this week. Tune in every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for new episodes. Mouska Moms are Disney vacation planners. Visit our Facebook page, Mouska Moms Podcast, for daily information or to book your magical vacation. These Disney moms are signing off. And remember,
please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
Now it's time to say goodbye to all our company. M.I.C.
See you real soon.
K.E.Y.
Why? Because we like you.